On the wrong side of Tinseltown, only BFM's man on the street knows where to go for the real scoop. It's Fabian's Hollywood with Fabian Fanboy.
Kia ora, Fabian, how are you?
Very well, thanks. How are you?
I'm great. Happy Friday and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
What are we talking about today? What's happening in the movies?
Well, there's another big New Zealand film out this week.
Awesome.
In fact, there's a couple. But the main one I wanted to talk about is called Savage, and it's about, it's set sort of in the New Zealand gang culture, in the 60s, 70s, and 80s, and it follows this, this guy, Damage, that we first meet in 1989. He's like the second in command of this bikie gang called the Savages. Mm-hmm. He is a Pākehā. And his best friend, Moses, played by John Tuohy, is like the leader of the gang. And it sort of flashes back to both of their childhoods when Damage is known as Danny in his youth, and he kind of gets into a few scrapes and ends up in a boys' home, is horrifically abused, meets Moses. It sort of illustrates how society kind of lets him go, and the gangs provide a respite for him a bit. It's just so nice when you don't have to strain to like a New Zealand film.
Cool, that's a good feeling.
Yeah, and that's the case here. It's not quite sort of a definitive account of New Zealand gangs, but it's not presenting itself as one either, I don't think.
Yeah.
It's more of kind of a character-centric film, and it's really good, and it's authentic and gritty, and which are two things that don't come easily to New Zealand films. So
we do like a good comedy, and sometimes we get a bit lost in the comedy. So it's cool to hear that we've got a good gritty one.
Yeah, it's an affecting film. It's really well acted. The lead is an Aussie guy who reminded me of Aaron Eckhart a lot throughout the film, and there's a few other cool actors in it. And it's just I saw it earlier this week and last week, and I've been sort of thinking about it a lot since then. And now it's out, and It's the latest in sort of a little cluster of New Zealand films to come out.
Awesome.
And probably the best of the bunch, I would say.
That sounds like a very high praise for it. I have seen some posters, and the graphics that they've got going are pretty striking as well. What's it like to look at? Is it quite a visually juicy movie?
It is. The poster has Damage on the front with his big Poneke tattoo across his face. It's quite a full-on image. There's probably nothing in the film quite that full-on. it's not a gentle film, but it's kind of a more character-centric film,
right?
Than you might presume. It's beautifully shot. Very nice to look at. Kind of mainly rural locations, and I really dug it. And there's also a documentary out called The Girl on the Bridge, which is about suicide in New Zealand, and I have not seen, but it's getting a lot of high praise as well.
Well, sounds like we've got quite the smorgasbord of great New Zealand films to get stuck into then.
Yeah, and I didn't mention it, but I think it's actually been out for 2 weeks now, but the third Bill and Ted movie is out, which I'm inordinately excited for.
Yes.
I have not seen yet. I'm a huge fan of Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure and Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey. They've been threatening to make a third one of these for ages. They finally did. It looks awesome. I cannot wait to see it, but I have not yet.
Everybody I have talked to who has been to see it has said it has lived up to their expectations, and they've had a very good time watching it. I think Amelia went the other night and said she had a lovely time. It's sort of
cool.
Everything
yeah.
she wanted from a third Bill and Ted movie, I reckon.
Yeah, have you seen the other ones? Are you a fan of this franchise?
I have, but not for a very, very long time. I think I might have to do a bit of an omnibus kind of rewatch situation. I think Keanu Reeves is one of those people that just is everything you want from a celebrity. He's really nice, and he's quite dorky, and he just sort of likes being an actor, you know, like he just kind of shows up to Comic-Con things and has a great time and everybody loves him for it. I've got a lot of time for Keanu Reeves.
And this was the film that made him a star, you know.
Exactly.
It was his first big role. It's funny though, like these films came out before you were born, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So I was trying to think, like, is this like the equivalent of like the Three Stooges or something? Where it's like this historical comedy franchise
from the ancient past.
People much older than you get all weird about. But I'm glad to hear that the youth of today are excited for Bill and Ted as well.
Always, always. Hey, we've just had a really nice text in from the person who took the photo for the Savage poster.
Wow.
That's awesome. I'm glad you're listening. It's a great poster. So
it is.
Yeah.
Very striking imagery.
Hey, Fabian, thank you very much. Those are some great recommendations there. I hope you have a lovely weekend.
You too. I'll talk to you next week.
Talk to you next week.
See you later.
Bye.
You'll be listening to Fabian's Hollywood with Fabian Fanboy.
And if you...